MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill, and guess what? It's almost time for the baseball season to start.
Right. Well, we have the Navigators starting tonight on the road, albeit, but we have the Red Sox starting workouts tomorrow. I think they already did that once, didn't they?
I may be wrong this
year. Yeah, they did something like that in a place called Florida, but now the summer training camp, as it's being called, officially begins tomorrow for the Red Sox at Fenway Park. Red Sox will have a pool of players up to 60. Right now they're going to come in with 47 players. This will be the first time the Sox have held a training camp in Massachusetts. Since 1943, of course, that was because of World War II. Players did arrive at Fenway yesterday to begin coronavirus testing, and once things get underway at Fenway, players will be tested every 2 days for the coronavirus. And, of course, the 60-game regular season will begin on either July 23rd or 24th. A schedule has not come out yet, and it will schedule to end on September 27th.
When you said the Red Sox had a pool, I was thinking, hey, maybe, what, they put a swimming pool in there, Andy? I mean, a lot of summer camps do that, you know?
Well, they might as well. I mean, why not? Keep the players nice and cool in those hot workouts they'll be going through at Fenway.
Exactly, right. And there are plenty of pools in Florida, so they probably hit the pool down there from time to time. All right, well, Andy, what do we know about the schedule and what's happening ahead for the Red Sox here?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, the official workouts do begin tomorrow, and we'll have to see how that all plays out. Of course, there should be some news here and there. If some players do test positive, of course, they can't come out and say which players that are testing positive because of the HIPAA rules, but you know, I'm sure there'll be some leaking of information on that end, and they'll be tested every couple days, and if everything goes according to plan toward the end of the month, they'll be actually playing in games and stadiums in the American League East, National League East, and no fans will be in the stands, but we can watch it on TV.
All right, what do we have for Red Sox news in the past week here?
Well, the Red Sox were among a bunch of teams that did reveal they do have a player or two with a coronavirus case. Chief Officer of Baseball Chaim Bloom says one player on the Red Sox 40-man roster did test positive, but he's now asymptomatic, of course. I'm sure that number will increase as that whole player pool of up to 60 will be tested in the next couple of days. Chris Sale officially placed on the 60-day injured list after having Tommy John surgery a few months back. So that's just more of a formality to get Sale off the roster so they can add another player to that grouping that they can use throughout the season.
Earlier this week, Eddie Casco, former Red Sox manager, passed away.
He did, Bill, at the age of 88. He's a member of the Red Sox Hall of Fame. He managed the Red Sox from 1970 to 73. And he spent the next 21 years in different roles in the front office as a scout, director of scouting, and vice president of baseball development. While being the scouting director, his selections included Roger Clemens, Mo Vaughn, Curt Schilling, Marty Barrett, Al Nipper, Oil Can Boyd, Ellis Burks, John Valentin, and Tim Nehring.
But, you know, his nickname, given to him by Eddie Andelman, the Fox, lives on with me. It's pretty funny, but anyway.
Well, you'll have to, can you expound on that a little bit, Bill, because I've never heard that before, so you've taught me something this morning.
Well, Eddie did not think he was the best manager in the world. Having said that, though, he sounds like he's a pretty good scout and probably a very good person, but he never thought he was a very sharp manager, so sarcastically, I guess he named him the Fox. Yeah.
That's a cool little tidbit, of course. I know Eddie quite well, and that's a funny story. I like that.
It was a funny bit, obviously, back in those days. Speaking of back in those days, what would they have in the remaining Nesson Classics library?
Oh, the Red Sox Classics continue to roll right along each week. This week, we're covering the 2018 World Series. First pitch, 8 o'clock. Tonight it's Game 4, Red Sox beating the Dodgers 9-6. Steve Pearce, a home run, 4 RBIs coming your way. Tomorrow night you can watch Game 5 as the Red Sox win the series with a 5-1 win. Steve Pearce goes deep twice, drives in 3. If you want a little more 2018 World Series excitement, on Saturday you can watch the World Series film called Damage Done.
Ooh. Steve Pearce had some big games for the Red Sox, as I'm finding out here in some of your highlights here over the years.
He certainly did. He came through in the postseason, no doubt about it, and had some big regular season games as well. And he has retired, and he kind of went out with a bang, more or less.
Hey, we've saved this for the later on in the report, but what happened with the Red Sox Stratomatic results from last night?
Well, I figured we'd kind of bump this to the back of the report a little bit, considering that things seem to be moving right along in present-day Red Sox land. But we'll keep an eye on this until the Red Sox actually get on the field and play a real game. We'll keep checking on the Strat-O-Matic season. So at Fenway last night, the Seattle Mariners beat the Red Sox 3-2. Ryan Weber took the loss, falls to 4-5 on the year. He allowed 3 runs over 5 innings of work. So the Sox now 42-45 in the Strat-O-Matic season. Third place in the AL East, 10.5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays.
And as you always do for us, Andy, for those of us that can't keep up with all of the Major League Baseball news during the course of the week, you give us some of the highlights. So what's going on in MLB news?
Well, this week, a handful of players coming out choosing to sit out this season because of health and safety reasons related to COVID-19. Some of those players sitting out include Washington Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman and pitcher Joe Ross, as well as pitcher Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies outfielder Ian Desmond. Former Major League Baseball MVPs Mike Schmidt, Barry Larkin, and Terry Pendleton say they want Kennesaw Mountain Landis' name removed from the MVP trophy due to the first commissioner of Major League Baseball's history of racism. And a couple other notes surrounding Major League Baseball in the last few days. St. Louis Cardinals are going to be replacing the New York Yankees as a Chicago White Sox opponent in the August 13th Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. That game will be televised on Fox, but it's not certain if fans will be allowed to attend that game in Iowa. Of course, the change was made because of the way the scheduling is going to be set up once the season gets underway, as the AL Central teams will play teams in the NL Central, so the Yankees obviously don't fit that mix for the White Sox, so the Cardinals will slide right in and take the place of the Bronx Bombers.
Hmm.
And one kind of a sad note, but we kind of saw this coming, the 2020 minor league baseball season officially canceled because of COVID-19. The first minor league season that has not been played since 1901 when the minor leagues were formed.
Well, I mentioned at the top that the Navigators were opening up their season tonight. And, Andy, I know you don't know all of the Navigator players, but you are familiar with one of them, Jonathan Luters, an infielder out of Linfield and at Seton Hall.
Yes, he was a freshman this year at Seton Hall, and he played 4 years on the varsity at Linfield High School as a shortstop, extremely fast. Base runner, stole a bunch of bases, great range in the field, and a strong arm as well. He may be shifted to second base for Seton Hall as his college career moves along, but he'll be an exciting player for the Navigators to watch this summer if you want to go out and watch some baseball and a local kid on the Navigators. So I definitely would suggest heading over to Frazier Field and root on Jonathan.
All right, they will be home on July 2nd. July 7th. Today is July 2nd.
There we go. All right,
July 7th is their home opener. Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it as always, Bill.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.